hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 22nd of October, 2007. And I have online with me Richard Pence. And we're talking about, Richard, if you had a gun held to your head and you could only utter one sentence, what would it be this entire thing we're discussing here is about?
It's about control. Total control.
Now, you were talking about the hearings, the Federal Reserve System after 50 years. This guy was from, by the way, he was from Asheville, North Carolina. I don't know what it is about you Carolinians, but you seem to have, evidently you don't have fluoride in the water down there. You seem to have a lot of clear thinking going on. And this guy, back in 1964, had this entered into the record. And it is telling. I wished I could read the entire thing. I wished I could speed read and speed speak, and you could pick it up at lightning speed. But what I'm going to do is I'm also going to post this on the website as well. We're going to have our own little educational center here for people that wouldn't know a dollar bill from a hole in the ground. Now, Richard, I've said in the past that, you know, that we can do a lot of things. You know, we can scare the public. The fear factor is going on daily. I do not wish to add to that fear. I want to take away that fear. I want to take away that fear by way of imparting the knowledge to them, to make them understand exactly what they're dealing with. Once they understand what they're dealing with, then they have that choice to be an eternal slave or to once again be a free American. And I do mean free.
Well, when I started my campaign... Well, my educational looking things up, and I got into it in about 1989, and I've been doing it ever since. Today, people are just scared to death. You tell them this information, and they'll say, oh, well, they'll come take my home. They'll come lock me up. They'll do this, and they'll do that.
Well, the beast is going to feed on them individually because they wiped the sleep out of their eyes. They've straightened up their spine. They've stood on their own two feet.
That's right. And, you know, to be an American, and I'm a veteran, and my oath to the Constitution, the handwritten organic Constitution, not the Constitution of the United States, but the Constitution of the United States of America, you know, that is people's lives. That's their livelihood. That's their happiness. And once you start taking away their livelihood, you've defeated the purpose of a government that serves the people. And when you replace it with a corporation that makes slaves of people, that's not what the Constitution was about. In fact, if you read in the Constitution, you will not find one word about a corporation. What you will find is common law. And that common law is that states that you can do anything you want to as long as you don't trespass on the rights of other people. And there's a good court case. It's Hale versus Hinkle. And they came up with this. As long as you don't trespass on the rights of other people, you are allowed to enjoy your livelihood. And this corporation in Washington has just taken an opposite direction in that. They need slaves, so they're using the monetary system to control people.
All right, we got to take this break. 800-313-9443. I know you're out there breathing, but it also helps, ladies and gentlemen, when you have either rudimentary questions or enlightened questions, it doesn't matter. Okay, this is an exchange of ideas and information, and you're part and parcel of it. Where are you?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, you know, Richard, I want to get this out because I want people to understand this. Now, I could get on the air and rant and rave and scream at you and whip out a bullhorn and go yell at the governor or whatever. But none of this is going to make any difference because, well, if it escalates, you may make the movie of the week. Chances are you'll be in a box someplace and taking the eternal dirt nap. But what they are most afraid of, and when I say they, I mean the corporation. And I want people to understand this. The biggest threat that we're under right now, in my estimation, is the global governance guys. And we're seeing literally the bricks and the mortar being laid inside this country right now. And here it's called the North American Union. Over in Europe, it's called the North American Union. I'm sorry, it's the European Union. But that will be merged to form a one great big perfect union under their rules and guidelines. Now, who are the creatures that are involved in this? Well, it's your corporation, the de facto corporation we now call our FedGov. It is the corporations of America, and it is also their benefactor, that's right, the international banksters. Now, once you understand what the threat is, and why this is coming about. To hack at anything else, you might as well be, I was going to use another expression, but tilting at windmills. Your arguments will fall upon deaf ears. You might scare the snot out of a few people. You'll end up looking like a lunatic. And you may be right in what you're saying, but you're giving it no basis, no foundation, no root. Now, it's fine if you want to go out there and scare the hell out of a bunch of people making films or whatever else, or writing articles or stories, or, well, that's all fine and dandy. That could be deemed as a necessary part of the educational process. But do me a favor. Tell them what is at the heart and the root of this. Because running around in the decks of the Titanic as she's going down by the bow is one thing. To be able to have your lifeboat, not preserver, because you go in that icy cold water, you're going to die in quick order. But you'd better have your lifeboat ready. And then you can understand the details of how it came about. But there's a looming disaster. And the only way out of this is education of the people. Because they have the hired guns, they have the supposed, and they like to wave it around at you, authority with their guns and their badges and all the majesty and all the trappings and all the trimmings. But it's as hollow and as fake as a Hollywood sound set would be. And go ahead.
I could say something right here. I believe I sent you a paper from the United States Treasury Department. And I just want to read one little paragraph here about the Federal Reserve notes. The Federal Reserve notes represent a first lien on all the assets of the Federal Reserve banks. My question is, I would like for somebody to tell me, we have a bunch of foreign bankers, but what assets do they hold in this country? It goes on to say, and on the collateral specifically held against them. I would like to know that, too. The next paragraph starts, Federal Reserve notes are not redeemable, in gold, silver, or any other commodity, and receive no backing by anything. The notes, this has been the case since 1933. They're 1933 brought up again, the bankruptcy. The notes have no value for themselves. Well, this here tells you that you're under the old negotiable instruments law, which was later codified, the Uniform Commercial Code. It's just a piece of commercial paper to get you into commerce. And if you go back to what the law says, and I believe that would be Title 15, Commerce and Trade, antitrust laws are applicable to labor organizations. The labor of a human being is not a commodity or article of commerce, but the all-cap name is.
So all they have to do is make you a corporate entity, and away they're going.
That's right.
Now, and again, I don't want people to misinterpret when I'm saying what I'm telling you folks, because all the information is pertinent. But when I am faced with a disaster, excuse me, I'd much rather take a little time to think about this to avoid hitting the iceberg in the first place, okay? Before we all have to be scrambling for the lifeboats, which there's not enough room for all of us folks. You know, it was fascinating here. Let me do this. Let me start the calls. Let me go to Don in Oregon. Hello, Don.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, wow, that was weird.
What, the we're here and you're there?
No, the weird screech I just heard in my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were gonna say that you're here. Well, hey, any day that I spend in a vertical position is a good day.
Hey, I want to thank you, John, for having Richard on. If he's wrong, then we're both wrong, or I'm wrong, because I've known what he's talking about for 25 years. Everything's under Uniform Commercial Code, and that's been my belief for a long time. Exactly what he's on to.
And a lot of people have discussed this, but the more important and distracting beast that we see flashing in front of our face, well, we have to run to that. You know, we have to put out the next fire.
Yep.
I just want to take the matches out of the people's hands that are building these fires.
Well, that, what he's talking about, if people, if you put a link to what he's talking about and stuff there and the info he sent you, it's got to be the easiest for people to understand. Everything's under contract law, and once they start reading the information, I think it's easier to understand than a lot of other info they may be reading. And once they understand it, it's pretty simple to figure it out. And to give you an example, Admiralty Maritime Law in the state of California back in the 80s and 70s, there's a form, I don't know what other states have, but when you go to transfer a vehicle, you'll notice on the form there was always the word vessel, which, you know, most people will think is a ship. And I used to always wonder why that word vessel was on there. So after doing all this research and finding out about Admiralty Maritime Law, I learned why the word vessel was on there. And because of that, in California in the early 80s, people like me and a whole bunch of others caused the driver's license. Anybody in California can verify this, that during the 80s, your driver's license changed at least three times, the driver's license that was issued by the DMV in California. And what we did was using the term vessel and learning how Admiralty Maritime Law worked, we learned how to get the salvage rights to vessels, and that's how we got salvage rights to vehicles and took them out of the jurisdiction of the state of California. And that's how we drove. Once you get rid of their jurisdiction, you no longer have an ownership certificate with their seal, the state of California, which grants them jurisdiction over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you became owner of the vehicle, and the laws in California had no more jurisdiction over you, so they could pull you over with your homemade plates on them, and they couldn't do a darn thing. That's just one of the things we used to do back in the early 80s. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, Don, during the last break, my engineer that is, and by the way, and thank you to the gentleman that called in. He's going to be in the morning, here in the morning. He used to work for an AM and FM station, so it looks like we got a board op. But don't
stop. That's great.
Don't stop the calls, because we're going to be adding more satellite time, and consequently need more board ops. But at any rate, during the last break, I was talking to my engineer that's now sitting in a production chair, and he said that he had a copy of the original title to whose car was it? It was either yours or is his wife. He forgot, and it was the original certificate. It was the manufacturer of origin. Now,
yeah,
folks, when you go down to your car dealership and you buy a car, they send the paperwork into the state.
Exactly.
And you receive a certificate of title in the mail.
Exactly.
Now, Richard, where are the now
certificates of origin? That's important.
Yeah. And Richard, who then, what is this pledge to when the state holds the original title to your car? You just get a little certificate. Whether you got it paid off or not, folks, that doesn't change. They just sign off on the certificate of title. But, Richard, who owns and what is that car pledged to?
The state, the corporation.
That's right. The state owns it.
The state's a corporation. And if people want to verify this, just read the Supreme Court case, Clearfield versus United States. They said it right there. Any government or agency that uses commercial paper has got to go by the same rules as any other private corporation. It's a corporation. They're using the commercial paper, so they're going by the commercial laws.
Now, let's step this up. How many years here with the national debt that we have now, folks, and it's not $8.5 to $9 trillion. That would be peanuts. As I look at the congressional record from 1933 that you sent me, it talks about, at the present time, our entire national debt is $20 billion. That was in 1933. The national debt now, folks, the debts and obligations of our commerce buddies there in Washington, D.C., is upwards of $100 trillion. And again, going back to what is pledged as an asset against that debt, Richard, what's the only thing we got in this country that could be put up as collateral against that debt?
Your labor.
Something else.
Your property.
Bingo.
Your property, but you got to understand something. Human beings inhabit the property. They're on the property.
Right.
So the human beings were pledged too. And if you read the congressional record...
Oh, hold on. Can you hear that break music? Don, hold on a second. We'll be right back.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Is there anything else that you want to add to this?
I wanted to ask Richard regarding what his thoughts were on what I call federal common law and public common law. If he agrees there's such a thing, maybe first, and I'll ask, then I'll explain why.
Well, I believe it all falls under one blanket. The umbrella, of course, is the Federal Reserve. All your corporations fall under that umbrella, so they have jurisdiction now in every state. They kind of whitewash the issue of separation of powers, but there's no separation of powers in a corporation.
Well, the reason I ask is regarding Kennedy in 64, before his assassination by the banksters, we had silver certificates, and then exactly 7 years later, which goes along with your common law every 7 years, you know, just like common law marriage or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's when the gold standard was pulled.
Yeah.
So along those lines, you mentioned earlier in the first hour about legislation has to be done anytime something's changed. And if you go back to that period, you'll find from 64 to 71, there was no legislation whatsoever. And you can prove that, you know, you used to prove that by just looking at a dollar bill. And that's why there may be or may not be public common law, but I believe there's federal common law And because what I just mentioned, from 64 to 71, you had 7 years. So what happened was people, as always, had a choice. They could use social certificates or Federal Reserve notes. And 7 years later, the federal common law comes along and says, well, it's, or federal public law is what I should say. Federal public common law, maybe. They come along and they say, well, I guess the people of the country don't want to use social certificates anymore. So by using common law, they just took them out of existence with no legislation passed.
Oh, okay. What happened was you had a court case. It's called the Erie Tompkins.
Yeah, I haven't read it in years, but I know what you mean.
There is no federal common law, and the Congress has no power to declare substantial rules of common law applicable in the state, whether they be local or general in their nature, be they commercial law or part of the law of torts. Do you know that basically when you go into court law, you can bring any court case up before the Erie Tompkins, and it will not be recognized because it was based on a common law.
Right.
After the Erie Tompkins, everything became commercial law.
Yeah, Uniform Commercial Code.
Now, John Kennedy did something that Abraham Lincoln did.
Exactly.
He issued United States notes, which was interest-free money for the American people.
Right.
And a bunch of bankers didn't like that.
It has been my contention. And, Don, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you very much. It has been my contention that the reason why John F. Kennedy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was killed was because of the issuance of that United States note.
I agree with that 100%.
Because what it did, and folks, look at the present situation that we're in right now. The globalists, North American Union, folding us into this worldwide commerce, oh, that's right, with special rules and regulations by some bureaucratic agency of people we didn't elect. We don't know who they are. They're faceless and nameless. But these are going to be the controllers of worldwide commerce through the global order system. That's what this is about. And they have the unholy triad. They have the corporation government. They have the corporations of business. And they have the bankers, which make these instruments that we're all doing business with possible.
And what do they need for commerce? They need one important thing, energy. Energy from human beings, which is labor.
That's
without
right.
That, they have nothing.
It goes nowhere. It might as well be a pet rock. It doesn't produce anything. It doesn't use anything. It just sits there.
That's right.
Without
the labor of human beings, they have nothing. And you're being controlled by this commercial paper. So they want you to work till you're dead.
That's right. And that's right. That's exactly right. We've got Michael Herzog. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John Stattmiller. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just ducky.
Good. I want to congratulate you on one outstanding show today with Mr. Richard Pence. And I'll go so far as to say, John Stattmiller's my good buddy, Richard Pence, but if you can answer my question to my satisfaction, I'll have a new best buddy.
Okay.
Oh, I could be sold so cheap, can't I?
Yeah. Listen, I'm listening to this show fervently. And I have a question for you, Richard. I mean, I've heard this from a number of different people. I've had people on my show regarding this issue. But a guy who has been through the ringer, has filed tax returns, and I'm not going to go into a lot of elaborate detail on it, but has been duped into filing tax returns on a couple of different occasions to try to alleviate an ongoing problem. Is there a way, do you have, in your research and in your opinion, do you have a solution for someone who is being constantly lambasted and bombarded with these, tax liens and so forth? And I'll wait till after the break and continue with this, if you don't mind, John.
All righty. Hang on, everybody. By the way, Michael Herzog with American Awakening is on this network. It precedes my program, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, folks. And of course, that is Central Time. We'll be back with Richard Pence and my good friend, at least for now, Michael Herzog. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back, and Richard, did you get the question from Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
I can answer his question very simply. He needs to get a book entitled Invisible Contracts by Mr. George Mercer. That's M-E-R-C-I-E-R. And read it carefully. Now, Mr. Mercer was a federal judge, if I'm not mistaken, and he wrote an excellent book. And he tells you everything about the invisible contracts. So,
okay, so let me insert here, Richard. There is, I'm assuming that there is a specific formula that somebody has contrived to address, rebut, opt out, if you will, and a certain format by which you would follow to do so. Is that correct?
Yes. And he explains it in the book.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question, and I don't want to take up too much of John's time because I know he's probably got more. But on the FRN issue, are we saying that if we decide to opt out, that we're no longer going to participate in the banking system per se?
No, we're not. What we want to do is, are you familiar with the term holder in due course?
No, familiarize me.
Okay, holder in due course is the entity that has the authority to enforce the statute.
Okay.
So what we want to do, we want to turn it around so we're the holder in due course, not them.
I see.
Okay. And Mr. Mercer tells you how to do that in his book. A holder in due course is very important in the contract field because it's like this. If I present you with a contract, and you have three types of contracts, you have a unilateral contract, which is only requires one signature. You have mm-hmm. a bilateral contract, which is two signatures. And you have a trilateral contract, which can be three or more. So you've been on a job, and your employer gives you a piece of paper to sign, but his name's not on it. You sign it, you hand it back to him. Well, he's the holder in due course. He can enforce that on you. So how do we turn it around? We want to be the holder in due course. We want to have the authority here. And Mr. Mercer tells you how to go about getting that authority.
Okay, so that would also include somebody, and I'm sure I'm talking for a lot of people out here who have filed tax returns who don't want to file anymore but have been locked into this system and they need to proceed under this particular circumstance, correct?
Mm-hmm. See,
okay.
They're the holder in due course under commercial law. The only thing they want you to do is sign the form. That's it. And they will do anything to get you to sign the form. But if you get Mr. Mercer's book and read it very carefully, he goes into this situation, I believe, let me see, Chapter 7, almost close to the back, on the Federal Reserve notes. And he does a very excellent job of telling how to become the holder in due course. Now,
very
you have
good.
To understand,
okay.
too, that a check does not confer payment. It's a contract. Mm-hmm. A check is a contract.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. In that case, I'm making a note here that George Mercer is going to be my new best friend.
Yeah.
And John. I'm just kidding you, buddy. Okay. Listen, hey, Richard, I really appreciate it. Now, how do you go about getting this guy's book? Is it online or Amazon?
Yeah.
Or?
They might have some used copies on Amazon.com, but I think if you punch it in online, you'll get some places where you can order it.
All right, outstanding. And it's Mercier, correct?
Yeah, Mercier. Exactly correct.
All right, hey, thank you so much, Richard. And, John,
sure,
thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it. Appreciate right. your show, buddy.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Michael. All right. I was just reading what you had sent me. I think Sheldon Freeman must listen to this program. The autocracy coming to America. And I'm always looking for things that stand out. And in this, it says, and this is about part and parcel, and you mentioned it earlier, Richard, about separation of powers. And people are wondering how the executive has amassed all this power, creating Homeland Security, creating the FBI, or creating whatever entity. It doesn't matter. And on this particular article, it talks about what George Bush has done here, about issuing decrees without even an appearance of congressional authority. Well, and that is usurping the power into the executive and eliminating the lawmakers, and that being Congress.
You got to understand who is calling the shots here. Who does the president take his orders from? Is it the Council on Foreign Relations? Is it the Trilateral Commission? Is it the United Nations? Or is it the Bilderberger Group? He ain't taking orders from the American people anymore, I can tell you that. Is he?
Don't think so.
I mean, and then you have all these organizations that are a part of the Federal Reserve System, and they're issuing the commercial paper, and they control it through statute. So who's really running the country?
In this article, it gives an example, President Bush's repeated practice of issuing signing statements. And this is when he's signing and putting his signature on legislative bills that come across his desk. And here is a way for the president to usurp the power into the executive, into his office, bypassing Congress. And this is the way it works, folks. It's the president's way of saying, I will carry out or not carry out this law as I and I alone see fit. Now, you have to understand what this man has done. And there have been jokes made about President Bush being the president for life. Well, under this system, he could. By the way, I don't know if anybody caught this on Bill Moyer's program on PBS. And they had a gentleman on that I'm going to get on this program. And they were talking about Blackwater. And here it's the corporation hiring another corporate entity for hire, basically mercenaries. Well, they've got problems in Iraq now because, guess what? These corporate little entities don't follow the rules of war or anything else. Okay? And just let me finish here, Richard. And he was talking about specifically about Hurricane Katrina and how Israeli commandos replete with automatic weapons were guarding property and roaming around on the streets, as well as Blackwater. And Moyers, one, it was trying to get his mind wrapped around about how these people could possibly be employed in the United States. And he was simply told, well, under the Declaration of Martial Law, this president could get 20,000 Blackwater mercs to surround Washington, D.C. And Moyers made the observation, he says, to not let Congress out of the buildings. And, well, the respondent and the guest said, well, to allow them not to come back into Congress. Now, here again, folks, and get your mind wrapped around this, because we're talking about an entity that used to be known as the federal government that has now been corporatized under commerce law and whatever else, the usurpation of power. It is continuing, it's like a black hole, it's continuing to suck everything into it. And under any circumstance, this guy sitting in the White House right now can declare martial law or emergency, and for all intents and purposes, for the generally dumb public out there, your Constitution has been suspended. You understand
that? It happened in 1933.
That's exactly right. Now, this goes even further. Now, under the anti-terrorism legislation, and Congress was so scared they voted without thinking about this, or I would like to believe that, of the people, by the people, and for the people, remembering, let's remember that, and the president can issue decrees without even appearance of congressional authority. Any president can hand down far-ranging executive orders thanks to emergency legislation passed during wars fought long ago. On July 17th, Bush issued an order blocking property of certain persons who threatened stabilization efforts in Iraq. Now, pay attention to this, folks. Covered under this order are those who are, A, threatening the peace and stability of Iraq or the government of Iraq, undermining the efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq, or to provide humanitarian assistance to the Iraqi people. Now, this may sound like nothing to be concerned about, but some people are concerned that the language is broad enough to cover these who dissent from the president's policies. Bruce Fine says the order violates the Fifth Amendment protection against deprivation of property without due process and empowers the president to destroy anyone he says poses a significant threat or risk of undermining the rehabilitation or political reform in Iraq. Now,
let me have something to say about that. Most people don't understand that in 1917 they had a law Congress passed. It was called Trading with the Enemies Act. And when they issued what happened in 1933, they hereby merged the American people under the Trading with the Enemies Act of 1917. So basically, if you live in a state where under statute you've been declared a foreign enemy of the corporation, Washington, D.C. It's in the congressional record. It's all there. You're going to have to dig a little bit to find it. But basically, you're an enemy.
In my own country.
In your own country. And that's where all these statutes come in. And when you became the enemy, you knowingly took the commercial paper, so you became the slave.
Let's go to the phones. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How y'all doing?
Good.
I've been following this Dr. Kennedy on your network quite closely, and he seems to have a process by which you can deal with these beasts on their own terms and basically turn their own rules against them. But the what was the first name of Mr. Mercer that was mentioned? The one that wrote the book on how to become the holder in due course?
It was George.
George?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there any, probably not easy, but is there any way to kill this all caps name and disassociate yourself from that corporate entity that was created unbeknownst to you without your permission?
Well, what some people are doing, they're sending in a fee to the State Corporation Commission. And what they're requesting is they want to see the incorporation documents of the all-cap name. In other words, they want the creation papers of this corporation that's filed with their state under a corporation, an LLC, a partnership, a trust, or whatever. Well, there's no papers filed. So they have to write back and tell you that no such corporation exists.
So that's your way out of this all caps nightmare then?
Well, there's really no way out. If you become a threat to them, they'll try and lock you up. And they'll try and kill you. Because they do not want people to understand this.
I guess there's no hope then, huh?
No. The only hope we have, we do have a hope. I mean, the educational process is ongoing. The records, everything is on the Internet. If you were a congressman and you got 150,000 letters in one day, what would you think?
I would think my neck might be in danger of being stretched.
All right. There you go, buddy. That's it. Start asking the questions. Why? My question is, why was I put under a state of national emergency all my life? Did I consent to this? I don't think so.
It was done before you were born.
Yeah. Well, I'm still under it. I like to know how I got under it. I like to know how I get out of it. You're going to have to start asking the tough questions.
Do you have a website or anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a computer. I have a head. I got a mind.
Well,
I can think.
The first
I've got
computer.
Both, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, Gary, appreciate your call.
All right.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You.
All right. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, guys. Fascinating subject today. Just a couple comments before I get to my question. Your guest is right. You know, the USA was bankrupted in 1933, and we've been in a perpetual state of emergency since then. And on these executive orders, an executive order has no force of law. It's only intended for the executive branch only. And what most folks don't know is that Congress has the ability within 30 days to overturn any executive order. Being the gutless cowards they are, you know, this typically never happens. Is that correct?
Not really so. They use the force that they have to do anything they want. It's a mind control thing. You know, if you touch a candle and burn yourself, are you going to do it again? No. They have the perception of fear in the people. They have also come out with this terrorist thing that said that we are the only one that can protect you, which is really, I don't see where they get that.
Right.
Because if any Vietnam veteran knows, you can't fight terrorism.
Exactly. If I get to my question, here's the way I see it. You know, you have the D.C. corporation dictating to the state corporations who dictate to the county and city corporations who get to do all the dirty work by passing all these codes, rules, and regulations under color of law.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they make people's lives crazy, you know, with trying to extract more money from them or exert more force. and they could be the code enforcers, the police officer going over his authority. And I was wondering if you had come across a possible remedy for the people under Title 18, Chapter 13, Section 242, which talks about any government official that, under color of law, that subjects any person to the deprivation of any rights and privileges secured by the Constitution. Is that a scenario that we, the people, could at least put these people on notice?
That yes, you could use that. You can try to sue them in court. I don't know how good it gets, how far you'll get.
You right. mean the henchman that's representing the corporate interest? You're going to get a fair shake in a trial there?
Well, I wouldn't say even go to trial. I would say try to go after him in their personal capacity, you know, through an administrative process where, you know, you don't even go to court because you know it's just an administrative hearing with, you know, with a judge who's going to serve the interests of the corporation.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll get his response from that right after this break, and I'll try to squeeze in one more phone call. And, Richard, I'm going to have you back from time to time because I think this is the issue, underscored many times, the issue facing us right now. We'll be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, Wayne, go ahead.
I just final comment is that I really feel that my thoughts here might have some strong bearing on trying to deal with these people, and I really feel like sending these suckers registered letters, accepting their oath of office, and letting them know they may be in violation of my rights under Title 18, the one I cited, could very well have some validity. And I know for a fact there's a fellow, I think, in Abilene that did exactly this, and I think he forced the mayor to resign because he was able to penetrate the immunity that the mayor thought he had. And I think he has a standing judgment against a police officer out there, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. And thanks. Appreciate your call, Wayne.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's another thing that they're trying to do here is granting themselves immunity from legal proceedings. And that's just as valid as their phony law. Doug in Texas, you're up on this short segment, so if you would, sir, make it quick. Doug, go ahead.
Said knowing that the state of Texas doesn't have an all caps name registered in their own state controller's office.
But they're not a corporation then, are they?
Nope, they're not.
Have you brought this up to your elected officials?
And the other thing I think that everybody ought to take a look at whenever they're looking at somebody's oath of office, look at the word discharge, the duties, and then look up in Black's Law Dictionary what discharge duties means, and you'll be really surprised.
You will be. You're exactly
thank
right.
You.
All right. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah. We are out of time. Richard, I'm going to have you back here because right at the outset of this program, I'd ask you the all-important question of all of what we see going on around us. And I don't care if they claim that you violated some gun law, you have the BATF all over you, or the FBI, or the IRS, or the goon squad. By the way, Richard, I call them the corporate coffer Keystone Cops.
Yep, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, and there is going to be a way that people are going to understand what their true rights are. And keep in mind, folks, that these rights that we talk about come from God. They've been enumerated. See, this is why you need a separation of church and state on steroids. You can't have anything to do with that only Holly Bibble thing because that is the basis of law. If you really track it back, and a lot of people, they want to play the secular game, they want to denounce this, they want to ridicule, well, what's the political verbiage? Oh, the extreme radical right religious crowd, whatever. Folks, principle is principle. What do you care where it came from?
Now, here's something that you brought up, separation of church and state. Me, I don't go to church because the majority of churches around here have a 501c3 tax-exempt corporate church.
That's right.
What is it? It's a corporation. Who pays these people? They get paid for having a tax-exempt status so they can feed you false information. The best church is one that doesn't have a 501c3 tax-exempt corporate status. And I'm sorry to say that most of the preachers that I've heard all my life past 1975 are not really telling you the truth. Those people out there who are really interested, get your Bible out. If you got an NIV, throw it in the trash can. Get an authorized King James Version and read it. Read it for yourself.
Yeah.
Find out your own understanding.
Yep.
And what it means to you.
And it will speak to you in volumes and repeatedly. Richard, I thank you for your time. We'll be talking here real soon. I'll have you back on the program. And I think we've hit upon the Mac Daddy of all escape clauses getting out of this mess. They've set up the matrix. They're commanding us to obey by it. But there's only one problem. They can't force us to.
Well, everybody's going to have to learn to say one word, and that's no.
And that's what a two-year-old learns how to say first. Richard, thanks again, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All righty, sir. Okay, thanks. Folks, Bob Chapman tomorrow. You want to be here for that one. We'll see you then. With